Stop. Drop.
And roll.
Shut them down. Open up shop. I don't remember those lyrics.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But we talk about grade school and high school all the time. I remember that from grade school. We did a dance to that song.
Which song?
Rough Riders.
Oh.
I don't remember who was in my group. I remember Jamar was in my group. But it was like grade six or something. We had to do a dance to a song. We chose Rough Riders.
Oh, really? I might have been in your class then, but I don't remember any of that. I do remember doing my dance thing to the SpongeBob song.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the theme song?
No, it was I don't know if it was a Goofy Goober Rock or something like that.
Did you just have to dance to it?
Yeah, we had to make a dance routine.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do the Arthur theme song?
I don't know, man. Back then, I wasn't as enlightened as I was now.
Oh, okay.
I was still watching Arthur, but I wasn't like, you know, like
yeah, this
a follower.
My life.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like,
it wasn't your religion back
yeah,
then.
It wasn't my religion. but yeah. I do remember, though, in the end, me and Sohaib, we danced on the side doing like these stupid easy move dance moves while Steph was in my group, and Leah Satimo, if you remember her, she was one of those girls who did dance like outside of school, and so she made this whole choreography, and so like we had just had two girls doing actual dancing and then two guys on the side just being retards. But we got the same marks, so whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Leah went to hair school actually with Leslie.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards.
Yeah, they're not in the same class.
No, but yeah, pretty good times.
Yeah, small world.
Not many people I talked to from high school still, now that I think about it.
No. Neither do I.
High school.
Speaking of high school and friendships, Gavin.
Love questions.
You got some more love questions.
Oh, buddy, I'm full of them.
Okay.
This whole season is the love season.
Yeah, I think this will be this is definitely.
We'll never have to talk about love ever again.
No, I'm more into lust and there. What is the fucking line? No, there is love, but I like fucking. And there are drugs if I am looking.
Oh yeah. They're talking about the Holly Springs disaster, the late Holly Springs
disaster.
Yeah, that's something Aaron, you did not experience because you did not grow up in Pickering.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you go to that final show?
No, I did not. No,
Dooley did.
Yeah, I know. And I'm mad he didn't tell me because then I would have gone with him. I had no one to go with.
Yeah, but you went to the DCF show.
Yeah, that's true. And I told him to come too, and he didn't even come.
No. No. Are you going to the DCF show this Sunday?
Am I? No, I'm not that big of a fan.
No. It sucks because it's at the Hoxton, so it would have been so perfect for me if I was back home.
Oh, yeah, that would have been really nice. The Hoxton is right next to Gavin's old house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even have to leave my room.
Literally, yeah. You could just crawl through a window into the club.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's get to these questions.
Yeah. The question number uno. What do you value most in friendship?
I mean, it's Skittle. Someone? So I want you guys to answer first.
All right.
Sour Skittle.
The most important thing in that I value would be, I don't know, probably just like that I can tell people anything I want.
Yeah.
And just know they're not going to judge me in a bad way, unless it's an actual bad thing. But basically that you can tell them anything, really. I think that's easily the most important thing.
I'm going to go with honesty, though.
Yeah.
For it on the way back.
Was it?
You're looking for it on the way back?
Sure. Like, I want to, if I make a mistake, I want my friends to be like, you're an idiot. And if I do something great, I want them to be like, you're the best. And then I want to be able to, like, be honest with them and them be honest with me. I don't like secrets. Secrets don't make friends, from first to last. It's a song title, so it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say effort.
Oh, I like that one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because, like, it's the worst is to be in a friendship, friend relationship. Yeah, where it's, like, one way. So, like, you know, if I'm putting a lot of effort, I hope that you're putting the same thing. And it's kind of heartbreaking when you don't get that.
I feel bad sometimes because I'm really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And I have these confidence issues where I'll be like, people don't want to hang out with me. So I'm just going to wait for them to talk to me. And so,
and then you come off as snobby.
I come off as snobby, and like people are like, "Why is Gavin such like a prick? Because he doesn't want to, he doesn't talk to us."
I'm it's like I, it's like pretty.
I
girls.
Want to, but I feel so bad because like bad I don't. I think everyone hates me.
Yeah, just like, you have pretty girl problems, man.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, I'm awkward, and so people will talk to, like, you know, everyone. No one talks to the pretty girl because everyone assumes that they're already talking to other people. But what happens is that no one ends up approaching them. They're the loneliest girl at the ball.
See, I hope that's a real thing, because then I'd feel so much better.
I don't think so.
Is that actually a thing?
No, that doesn't actually exist, but I'd hope it does.
I hope it does every day.
It might.
I hope it
does. The concept makes sense, but...
Yeah, no. The concept makes sense, but it doesn't actually, because everyone's fucking filthy, disgusting men.
So I apologize to anyone who might be listening that's a friend of mine, and to you both, if I come off as distant sometimes. I just get nervous and scared, and then I end up just being alone. So,
see, I actually feel like I got pretty lucky because, like, when I first entered the Skype chat,
yeah,
I was actually kind of nervous, right?
Yeah,
because I was like, I don't know, maybe these people are all different now, and like, so I tried to be like extra, like, chill and just like not expose everything at once, right? Because I didn't know.
I didn't
how you
know
guys
you like Star Wars until like 6 months later.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you have a fucking Darth Vader poster,
but I think
Star
I got
memorabilia in your house, and I didn't even know you were like Star Wars.
But then I think I got pretty lucky because I just meshed with everyone pretty quick, so and I became.
Permanent. That's also part of the reason why I don't post in the Skype chat.
What?
You guys added me to it, and I felt so like happy to be involved, and then it was like a million messages, and I'm like, I can't catch up. I want to read everything. And then, like, everyone sounds so smart, and they're talking about cool things, and I'm like, I feel so stupid. And
no, man, we just have clicks. We don't actually talk about cool shit.
Yeah.
We just have clicks with each other.
There's definitely cool things being talked about. Every time I go on, like, I'll log on to Skype every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, 2,000 new messages. And I'll, like, take a peek, and then I'll be like, oh, let's talk about this art for a second. Or,
let's talk about the League of Legends patch notes. That's what's more likely happening.
That's the art that you're talking about.
Let's, yeah, exactly. Oh, they nerfed Kassadin's Riftwalk range.
That's so artistic.
Yeah.
I heard you guys talk about like literature or like worldly news. And
I like to talk about that.
I like to talk about it.
I bring it up every once in a while, but sometimes
it
gets. There's some
different opinions and stuff.
Yeah, I like to bring up those little arguments. I try to save them more for in person, though, because it's hard to type and not come off as condescending sometimes. And to be like, to kind of, to like let it actually flow. Cause like typing is like, it's all based on typing speed and shit too. So things can get muddled up. Okay, let's go on number two. What's this?
Numero deuce.
I got
it. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
The perfect day.
The perfect day.
Anyone want to start? Or I can go.
I can tell you. Yeah, I can go real quick.
Okay.
It's not much.
What's
but
the
like,
perfect day?
I always find that I have an amazing day when I start the breakfast with French toast.
Okay.
If I have French toast, then it's already looking up. Especially because I have it like super rarely. I mean, I have French toast like once a month or something, right?
That's super rare, man. I have French toast like once a year.
Really? No, once a month, and that's not even like at home. Like I'll go out and have it somewhere, right?
Okay.
But like French toast in the morning, and then no traffic. And
you're going to where though?
And then, well, anywhere.
Anywhere.
There's no traffic.
Okay.
This traffic like pissing me off so hard.
Go to space.
Okay. And then that's it.
That's your perfect day.
Easy
that's
to it. Please. French that's toast and no traffic.
That's it.
You heard it here, guys.
I'm gonna sound like an asshole with mine.
Yeah, it's definitely way. I feel like it's so broad that I'm gonna find.
Yeah,
like,
see, I don't know
I'm
what
so
to say,
picky.
Man. It's a little broad, but
okay. I'll go through my. I've done this. I kind of went through this before once. So, perfect day. I kind of feel like in the summertime I was doing a lot of this perfect day that I was just super happy that day. It would be Sundays. I'd wake up. It's summer, so it's obviously super warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wake up at like when I wake up, no matter how late I go to sleep. Sometimes I'll wake up at 9:40 exactly. Like if like I have nothing to do the next day, so like I wake up at 9:40 this day because it's just like every other day because it's perfect. And then like and then I you know it's like and for breakfast I eat leftover dinner food.
Do you have a cold pizza?
No, I actually like to warm my pizza up again.
You do like to warm up
the
pizza?
Yeah, or I warm up some roti, leftover roti.
Okay.
And then nice tea, watch some Arthur in the morning, and then go to the gym, go train, then go visit my grandma, and then go home and eat like the fattest lunch of the world, and I get this big belly.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
All that is only perfect because it's in hot weather. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Literally be real. If that was in the winter, it's just a normal fucking...
Yeah, this in the winter, it's miserable. It's the worst. It's like, I'm going to start the car. I got to warm it up.
So let me just change...
I got to go drive to a place.
Let me change the lowdown for me and Carly. Like, if it's warm weather, it's the perfect day.
Yeah, it's perfect day.
There you go. Your turn, Gavin.
there's got to be more to Carly's day. Yeah,
I'll finish it up with this. And then eat a fat load of food, take a shower. And at this point, my family's not at home for a little while. So I'm working on some music, and then Aaron goes, "Hey, you want to play League of Legends?" We play, we win. That has to happen. We have to win.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, my family comes home, we play some board games, and then like I go hang out with everyone else, or they come over to my house, we play Smash Bros, and I don't know. We have something really funny happened. I think the days that I remember a lot as being like really good days and stuff is something really funny happened that day. That like it was like I was laughing so much my body hurt, and that's definitely something has to happen. I'm not gonna say what it has to be, but you know, something funny has to happen. Maybe a funny Tinder thing or a funny.
Basically, a new inside joke is created.
Yeah, a new inside joke has to be created on this day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
that's a good
go to sleep, and I don't have to worry about work tomorrow because it's a long weekend. Word. Boom, perfect day.
All right. Would mine include anybody or not include anybody?
Yeah, I did this originally without including anybody, but really my perfect days include other people. I don't like to be lonely, so.
Yeah. Like, I could have a good day by myself, but my perfect day that I'm thinking of right now, like, I'd wake up with, like, a girl, and we'd fool around for a bit. It'd be probably early, hopefully. I'm a person that sleeps in until, like, at least, like, 11 or 12 every day, which is terrible, and I hate it. So I'd love to wake up at like 7 and the sun's shining. It's summer. And I don't feel tired because I feel tired every day.
And wake up at 7? Are you in a dream world right now?
That'd be amazing. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm dreaming. So I wake up at like 7. Maybe eat breakfast first. Like, I like your idea of French toast. I love French toast so much.
Yeah.
Maybe pancakes. Mostly likely French toast, some sausage, some OJ. Perfect. I'd write for like 3 hours, maybe have a good productive writing day. Then maybe around noon like 11 o'clock, go to the gym for an hour, come home, have a shower, have lunch, nice big lunch. And then the rest of the afternoon, I would a perfect day. I'd be going into the studio because I love recording music so much. Lay down some tracks. That night, hang out with people, just chill, maybe go to a concert. A drive-in would be sick at night. Actually, a drive-in would be perfect because it's summer. So go to the drive-in and watch like 2 or 3 movies and go home.
Kevin, our perfect days are really similar.
Yeah.
We should have a double date perfect day.
I think that's why we're made for each other.
So are you going to be the one that wakes him up at 7 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm not waking up at 7 a.m.
Dude, 69ing would be pretty nuts, right? A dual dick 69?
Yeah, double dick 69. Not at 7 a.m., though. I'm not doing that.
Would it be a 69 still?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because 69, hang on, I gotta use a piece of paper here.
Why wouldn't it be a 69? Like
69 resembles.
You're trying to say it's
man, it's a 6 and a 9. When you flip a 6 upside down, it turns into a 9.
Yeah.
It works. It works no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a damn race car.
I'm not in school for math. Guys.
Exactly. It works forwards and backwards.
69 is the only dinner for two.
Yeah, only dinner for two. Gambino.
Childish. Summertime definitely, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got a point.
Yeah. Life is just so much better in the warm.
Yeah.
And yesterday was minus 5. And we said it was good weather. That was a... and I was like, that's messed up.
I know.
It's been like 10 here every day for the last month.
Yeah, we had February was literally the coldest month on average in Canada in the last 100 years.
Amazing.
So,
Gavin, is it flooding outside your house right now? Because it's always raining, permanent rain.
No, how do you guys deal with floods? Really sunny the last few days.
He wears flood pants like Milhouse.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Actually, yesterday I went to a rugby match, and it was so cold. Like, there's two rugby matches, the girls and the guys, for varsity. And we watched the girls one, and then we're like, you know what? It's way too fucking cold.
Are the girls all jacked up, or are they hot? Actually, jacked up girls can be hot. I changed my statement there.
Yeah, no,
you're the son of Ronda Rousey or something.
What?
You think of Ronda Rousey or something?
No. Yeah,
actually,
she's pretty hot.
The opposing team was all gross because they're the opposing team, and our team was all lovely.
Oh, yeah.
UKC.
No bias
at all. No bias. And I went to this club last night called The Venue, which is the on-campus club that everyone says to avoid. But we went last night because it's the varsity night, and we had won the majority of varsity games, so we won varsity. And that was interesting.
Gavin, did you pretend that you were on the team so you could get girls?
No.
You were you
should have just taken like a helmet with you and just put it on.
Yeah. I should have.
Should have worn a jockstrap.
For some reason, they don't do varsity hockey.
Wait, do they even wear helmets for rugby?
No.
Okay, never mind.
You can wear head protecting.
Your ears
gear,
get your ears
helmets.
Are supposed to get fucked up. You're gonna get that cauliflower ear.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Rugby's a fucking rough sport.
Oh
guys.
Yeah, so rough.
I would never want to play that.
Yeah. Rugby is like here's a bunch of people fighting, but with a ball.
Yeah. Fighting over the ball.
Yeah. Oh, we got creamed in the girls' varsity. Well, it's 44-0.
Oh,
what?
That's bad.
Yeah,
44-0.
But I think do like what? Isn't the points like not like 1 point at a time?
No, it's like you get a 5 point for
that's
what's
still
the equivalent of a touchdown. It's called a try, and then it's like 2 or 3 points for kicking over or something.
Yeah,
still 44-0. It's pretty. Yeah, but the guys won, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, let's go.
Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met. And I just realized that's not a question, but there you go.
Yeah, it's true. It's kind of a statement.
It's telling you
to do
something.
It's a demand.
I don't like to be bossed around by anybody, so I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except
I will.
But we will.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone got anything? Anyone want to start?
I started last time.
Okay, it's I can start. Let's see. So, Arian, I'll go with you first.
Okay.
So, I like that what's funny. This is a fun story. So, one time in our giant Skype call with all my friends, I post these lyrics, right? And they don't make no sense. It's like broken up English. And I said, and I posted, if you know the rest of this, if you know what song this is, you're my true friend. Obviously, no one knew them. 6 hours later, or like way later, like I posted this in the morning, and like randomly in the middle of the night, or you know, late at night, there's a message that got posted on Skype, and it's Arian's first message of the day, and it's a continuation of the song. It was it was Temperature by Sean Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And but it was written in like in the broken slang English that like Sean Paul says it in, and he wrote the rest of the lyrics out. He didn't even say the song name. He wrote. And I was like, that's why we're friends. And so I like – the reason I like being friends with you is like we have these unspoken things. I haven't seen – I met you in sixth grade. I didn't see you for like 6 years, 7 years after that.
Yeah.
And then we just like became friends again.
Yeah.
And it's like – it's kind of like we knew each other for like the whole time in between. There was nothing happened.
Yeah.
And, or if anything happened, it happened with the same – both of us. So it's like – and so my sister's making fun of me for that too. She's like, oh, you guys are soulmates or something. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You guys are friends. You can't talk to me like that. So, yeah, I like that.
Burn.
That's pretty cool.
Gavin, especially last year before you left for England, we've always been friends. And it's been weird because you've always been in my inner circle of friends, but not in the complete inner circle.
Yeah.
That makes any sense?
I'm like the orbiting planet.
Yeah, you're like the moon.
Sure.
So what was nice is during the summer, we spent a lot of time hanging out and stuff like that. And like, since we didn't, there was like a lot of situations where we weren't like, since you were always like orbiting, like you knew about stuff, but you weren't there for everything. So it was nice to like, be like, here's somebody who hasn't heard these things and I can get like, and like objective opinion post-mortem. Or like, I can get like this, you know. And so something about that was really nice. And then, like, I feel sometimes I can open up things with you better. because
yeah, sometimes the moon goes over the sun, yo.
Yeah, sometimes like it's just like, yeah, I just feel like I can share stuff with you and we can relate on a different level because we weren't constantly together like all the time younger. Yeah. And so like now that we can spend more time together when we're older, it's like we had all these similar experiences and like we understand all the context of everything that was there, but like it's a little bit, it's like we can look back on it instead of like I was there kind of. I don't yes. know. It doesn't really make sense, but I just feel like I can sometimes be a little bit more open because you don't know about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
It's kind of like feeling less nervous to post to people on the internet than to actually post to mm-hmm. people that you know.
Yeah.
So like this podcast. Yeah. I have no problem with people I don't know hearing about my personal life, but I don't not want anyone in my real life listening to this.
I agree. I haven't told barely anyone about this thing. Yeah.
Except for the people who found out about it normally, then I have no problem with that. But I just don't want my family to listen to this.
That's yeah, that'd be the worst.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Gavin, you want to go next or should I?
Yeah, I'll go. Okay. I'll start with Arian. Arian.
Yo.
I like that you are a boomerang and you came back.
Okay, cool.
Not many – like, people leave, and not many people come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And I like – that's a good – that's a cool thing to happen, and it's a cool thing to – I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I just like that you're back in our lives, and it's just a cool thing. We were really close when you left in the sixth grade, and then you kind of just disappeared, and I didn't believe you. And now you're back, and it's great.
No one did.
No one believed me, man.
No one, because you're a liar. And
yeah, I'm a liar. I'm
still a
shadow.
Still
you're
are.
A filthy liar. And you should be in the army right now, but you're not.
Yep.
So thank you.
I generally feel like my whole life is just like one of those everything happens for a reason type scenarios over and over again.
Yeah, I definitely felt like that. Sometimes, and especially all with like time. Us being friends again and shit like that, that's like
always. I always.
Well, it worked out somehow.
Yeah.
I fucked up your life with League of Legends. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Karthik,
what's up?
You're very dependable.
Thank you.
And you've always been there. And,
guys, we're gonna suck each other's dicks.
And
at the
will
end
you marry me?
Yeah, fuck you. You're gay. You're gonna say some gay shit at the end too.
I know.
No, you actually like. We actually got so close this last, I guess, summer.
Yeah, our summer love.
Year, even. Yeah.
Summer fling. I can't wait for you to come back so we can just have a lifelong fling.
I know. I don't know how it happened. And like, we've always been, like, pretty close.
Yeah.
But, like, again, the orbiting thing. I guess it's funny because we hang out with separate crowds, but we also hang out with the same crowds.
Exactly.
Like, I can come hang out with you guys, and it wouldn't be too weird. And then you can come out and hang out with whoever I'm hanging out with, and it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
And that's a cool thing.
I think it is very cool.
But we got closer, for sure. Yeah. And I don't know. We're married now. It's
this
cool.
This orbiting thing, it's kind of like we hung out a lot when I was playing in Inlights.
Yeah.
And then it was like a little bit of time away, and then it came back.
That's pretty Haley's cool. Comet comes around every few years. And now it's just crashing into the earth.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to turn to dust.
Everyone else dies except for me and you. Yeah. So it's cool.
Shit, man.
And Arian, too.
And we're 69ing.
And we're all, how come we all 69? What's that number?
Oh, 969.
Yeah, I guess that works. I don't know.
Or 888. But we need
some
a fourth
sort of
person for that.
Infinity 69ing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go next.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, so Gavin.
Oh, you're so gay, Arian.
Shit, man, I knew it.
Called it. Now you can say your thing because you're making fun
of
us.
Okay. Just ask for it. Gavin. So, I remember like before I left. No, before we became friends, I was actually pretty intimidated of Gavin because I was like, "Yo, this kid's like, he's pretty hardcore." No.
That's so weird,
right? But I didn't really know you, and back then you were kind of quiet as well.
I'm always quiet.
And so I was like kind of intimidated by you, which is funny because I live beside Vincent Gervais, right? So I'd see this fuck ass every day.
Fuck ass. Vincent Gervais was the elementary school bully, by the way.
Yeah.
For content.
And I was like, yo, no, Gavin's way tougher than this guy. That's what I always thought. I was like, yo, I live beside this guy who is a supposed tough guy, but no, Gavin's like tougher than this guy, right?
What?
That was like my intention. And then we became friends and I was like, oh shit, yo, like I'm friends with this guy. What the fuck? Okay. And then when I met up with Karthik and them again, like 10 years later, I heard about you and how, like, you know, you had like a band and like, and then what I imagined was like when I came to your party that one time, right? Was that like the first time we hung out at the party?
No, before that.
No, we saw each other a few times before that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm positive. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Anyway, either way, what I always thought was like, Gavin is this like crazy rock star that just parties every day and just fucking gets drunk and fucks all these 20 girls every night, right? That was my reaction when like Carter was like, yeah, this guy's like this crazy band now.
And then you were whole, and then I very disappointed when you met me.
No, and like it's like the best like switch around that you're just this guy that always wants to talk about love and stuff. And I like
no,
it.
Fuck
it
you, pussy.
You're also like the one guy in like all these in this group basically that is like open to talk about like relationships and like love and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a breath of dirty air.
Dirty air.
that I like. It's like when you smell your own fart.
Or scratch your balls and
or like it. Sometimes like people smoke the right cigarettes and you're like, I could, but then you don't. You know?
Yeah.
Walking on the street.
Totally.
Okay, hold on. So Karthik.
What up?
I think the thing that I like about you most is that I don't know anyone that can match my craziness. Like, literally, we'll be in a Skype call, and we'll be playing, like, League of Legends, and I'll just say the most random words, and you'll just follow up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter the crazy shit that I do, you'll follow up on it.
Yeah.
And if I ever make a joke, I know you'll laugh. Chances are only me and you will find it funny.
Yeah,
but I can always rely on that laugh.
Pretty much. You're the one guy, you can say anything, you just make me laugh, and it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
And I know that's the dumbest thing, and I'm like, oh man, maybe I'm gay for Arian,
yeah.
But this is funny shit. Yeah,
that's it.
That's good. Good bro down.
That was good.
The bro down. That was kind of weird though, actually. But also in like the nicest way. Listeners, what do you think of our bro down?
Yeah, did it get weird?
That's what I want to know. Jesse Lau, Carlene Wills.
Wait, who is that one fake fan that we made up?
Oh, you mean, damn it, Deacon and Sarah and Deacon?
Samantha. Samantha and Deacon.
Samantha and Deacon, what do you guys think?
Yeah, and what didn't we have one fan that, like, was a completely random person?
Yeah.
That was weird. Remember that time?
Yeah, remember when we got him and we lost him?
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You listen to us. Cahill Joe.
Good half hour.
I still remember you, Cahill Joe.
Was that the name?
Yeah.
Did you say Gorilla Joe?
No, Cahill Joe. That was his Twitter. Yeah, also a lot of random like fake porn accounts also supposedly listen to our podcast. So.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Probably go jerk off after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Think about you guys.
Sorry?
Think about you guys. I'll think about you guys.
Yeah, please
do.
Shout
out.
Think about me more, though.
Yeah, that's
sure. Yeah.
Mind, really.
Because then if you don't, that's cheating.
All right.
Yeah. I guess that's another episode of No One Is Thinking About You.
I guess so.
For listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
I was Gavin Sutton.
I'm Karthik Music.
I'm at Saint Arian.
And at Noite Podcast. It's been kind of slow on that front. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but now we recorded two. Wink, wink, and the. They'll definitely be out on time this time.
Yes. Please.
I hope.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye forever.